The opening strains of Moonbow's debut album, The End of Time, draw you in like the first hill of a monster roller coaster. The off-tune violin and rustic guitar hint of something yet to come. And once the drums and bass kick in, you're over that first big hill, screaming with a combination of thrill and terror. You're gravity's prisoner now, so you best just hold on tight and enjoy the ride. Moonbow's sound is forged of black leather, polished chrome, sweat, and gasoline. The rhythm is made of a thousand bodies colliding in rapture before a never-ending bonfire fueled by brimstone and whiskey. The album delivers with a strong Alice in Chains Stone Temple Pilots feel without being overloaded with self-indulgent guitar riffs and over-the-top solos. The production, done by Jason Groves of Sneak Attack Studio in Lexington, is perfect for this style of music, and the gaps between the songs is so brief as to leave you unable to catch your breath. Guitarist David McElfresh displays incredible technical skill, and the drop tuning brings his grinding tones right down into your gut. Ryan McAllister ties it all together and keeps it grounded with deep and haunting bass lines. Drummer Steve Earle is steady as a rock and twice as hard. His playing reminds me of a young Dave Grohl appearing for the first time on a Nirvana recording in Changing Everything. Moonbow is led by local business owner turned reality TV star Matt Bischoff. Bischoff's vocals remind me a lot of Ozzy Osbourne. Think Sabbath and early solo work, not the makeup and moose duet with Lita Ford era. But in tracks like Saved and Black Widow, Matt shows that he's not just a frontman, he's a singer. The lyrics for all but one track are written by Matt and are rife with imagery, both profane and deeply personal and touching. One that sticks out most in my mind is Fire Bath, in which Bischoff juxtaposes such offhand heavy metal phrases as "I am cleansed by the sacred smoke" with tender messages of love.
Ever since I saw you that day, I get on my hands and knees and pray. I've waited a lifetime for you. The blessing that you gave me, the sacred song you promised me, forever married to the flame.
It is exactly this combination of the expected and unexpected that makes the listening experience more rewarding and will keep me playing this CD over and over again. Please keep all hands, arms, and feet inside the ride while The End of Time is playing, and make an effort to go out and see them live as soon as possible. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
This is the end of time. This is the end of time.